Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding at the top of Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss how you machshir a wine press that a guy had put the tar on in order to make it waterproof. So gas shel evin shezivsa ovid chavim. If you have a stone wine press that a guy had waterproofed, minagva vihi tara. You do a process called niguv, and then it becomes perfectly kosher. Vishel eitz, but if it's a wooden wine press, Rebbe Omer Yinagev, then Rebbe also says you could just be Menagev it, V'cham Omer L'cham say, not enough, Yiklofes HaZefes, you need to peel off the Zefes that waterproofed it, V'shal Cheres, Afal B'shakalofes HaZefes HaRezu Asura, and if it's made out of Cheres, then even peeling it is not going to be good enough. So main point, three opinions, three types of wine presses, I had a kasha of them if a guy was Mezafes them. Omer Rav Dafka zifta, aval dorachba lo. This idea that you need to be menagev the wine press is only if the guy did the zephes. But if he just used it to press some wine, then it does not require niguv. Well, pshita zifsa tanan. I could get that just by reading the Mishnah. I don't need Rava to tell me that. The Mishnah says zifsa. So no, mal detema hu adin afilu dorachba v'adik tani zifsa urchad milchasa katani. I might have thought that the same halacha might apply even if the guy was just crushed grapes in it, and the reason it says zivsa is because it's telling me what's the normal thing, that it's the derech to put wine in the gas at the time that they are mezafis it, and so kamashmala, and that's why Rav has to tell me that that's not true, that we're coming to be a mema'it, that only when he's mezafis does it require niguv, but if the ovid chavim is dorich, the end of him in the gas that's not mezufefes, then you could be machshir it with just by rinsing it out. Ikada amri yama Rava. Some say that Rava learned this in the other direction, that if he was actually dorich, if he actually crushed grapes in there, then niguv is not even going to be sufficient. So pshita, zifsa, tanan, and on that we ask, yeah, of course it's only by zifta, because it says only by zifta in the Mishnah. No, I might have thought that it only mentions zifta because that's the most common case, but if he's dorich, it would be the same halach would be true. Kamash Mulan, that Darach Ba requires more of a kashering, it requires kiluf. So here we have two versions of Rava, one of which suggests that if the guy is Dorech Anavim in the wine press, it's going to be easier to kasher than if he's Mezafes. And the other that suggests that it's going to be more challenging to kasher. There was a story, a guy was mezafes a wine press, and the guy came to Rabbi Chiya, Amarlei, and the person said to Rabbi Chiya, Havli gavra didachli ma'atzarti, give me a person who knows how to kasher a wine press. Amarlei l'rav, so Rabbi Chiya said to Rav Zilbade, go with this guy, v'chazi d'lo mitzavcha salai b'midrasha, and see that, make sure you kasher it well, so that that it doesn't ruin his wine, and people are going to then have complaints. Azul chazi davashia tfei, so Rav went and he saw that the gas was very smooth. Amr havade b'niguv sagila. So he said, oh, all we need to do over here is niguv, because the guy was not dorech on it. Badit ka'azl va'asi, while Rav was going there, chaza pila mitusei, he saw that there were grooves underneath the stone. V'chaza dav malichamr, and he saw that those grooves were full of wine. Amr halo sagila b'niguv. He says, if there's wine stuck in there, it's not going to be good enough to do niguv. Elo b'kiluf, we're actually going to have to do kiluf, because a guy was obviously dorech over here. V'haynu dav malichamr, and that must be why Rabbi Chiya warned me that I should do a good job, that they shouldn't have complaints that against him in the Beis Medrash, that he was telling him that to make sure that I don't cause the wine that's subsequently put in here to become not kosher, that I should do a very strong form of kashering. Okay, so again, so that main point is that when it's zofe, when a guy does the zefes on a stone wine press, what you need to do is niguv. But if a guy is dorech ba, two deos, whether what you need is something less than niguv, like hadacha, or something more than niguv, like kiluf. And it sounds from the story, what you need is something more. Tan Rabbanan. Now we have another brisa that explains how one can kasher kelim that belong to goyim. Hagas. Let's say you have a wine press that goyim had used. Vam machat, or you have a kli that they take the wine out of the bar into a, and pour it into barrels with. Vam shafshef, or a kli that they use to pour wine through from one kli to another. Shalav dekhavim that were made out of cheres and are not mezufaf and belong to of the chavim. Rebbe matir benigov chamos, and Rebbe says you need to do a process called nigov. And the chamos say it's aser. Umo de Rebbe bekan kanim shalav dekhavim. Rebbe agrees that if the kankanim, the jugs, belong to Ovdei Kochavim, Shehin Asurin, that even though they were, he was not mezafis them, they're asur. Uma hefrish ben zelazah. What's the difference between kankanim that are asur versus all these other kelim that niguv is good enough? Ze machnisa b'kiyum, zein machnisa b'kiyum. Because kankanim are meant to carry wine for a long time, whereas these other kelim, it just passes through. Okay, good. Shel eitz v'shel evin yinagiv. The Brisa says, and if the kelim are made out of eitz or evin, then it requires nigov. So if they're not mezufaf, im hayu mezufaf in asurin. But if they are mezufaf, then you're going to need to be kolif. You need to peel off all of the zifuf. Va'tanan gashel evin shezif sovid chav menagva v'itora. But didn't we learn that a gashel evin that an ovid chav was mezafes, you could dry it and it's perfectly good enough. And this brisa tells us that it's asur according to everyone. And also in our mishnah it says that according to Rebbe, a gashel eitz that's mezufefes, you could dry, and in the brisa it says that a gashel eitz that's mezufefes is also even according to Rebbe, because he didn't make any distinction. So it says Gemara masnisin de lo darachba brisa de darachba. The difference is, was the guy dorech or was he not? In the Mishnah he was not, in the brisa he was. Amar mar hagas v'machz v'mashbech shalov dechavim Rebbe matir benigov v'cham molson. We said Rebbe was matir benigov, but the chum said that it's aser. So v'ha'anantnan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah, Shal cheres af kli shekolafes hazefes harezu asura, that if it's made out of cheres, even if you peel the zefes, it's going to be asur. And apparently the reason is, the cheres itself absorbs the yayin, and that's against Rebbe who holds that all these kelim that are made from cheres become tahar with niguv. So Amarava, seifa de masnisin asal narabanan. The seifa of our Mishnah doesn't follow Rebbe Shita, it follows the Shita of the Chamim, who disagree with Rebbe and the Braisa and hold that the gas is going to be asr. Darash Rava Na'ava Artachu, that if they boil up the gas that's bought from a guy, the gas of eight or of Evan that's mezufas, and was darachba, he has crushed grapes in it. So the Braisa said before that according to everyone, it's asr achi yiklov. If you want to use it right away, you need hagala. You need to boil up water in it, and then it will actually kasher it. Okay, now the Gemara brings a chumra that Rava was knowing when he sent kankanim with a guy. Rava ki avam shadur gulfi laharpanya. When Rava would send kankanim with a guy, empty kankanim, to a place called Harpanya, he would put them in a bag and sachiflu apumayu. He would turn the kankanim upside down and v'chasim le'abritzrayhu. And when he would tie the bag that he put them in, he would tie it by, you know, where the bag would close at the bottom of the kankan, and that way, it's like the kankan had a double chosam. So kasavar kaldavar shemachnisa l'kiyum, he holds anything, any kli that you keep things in for a long time, afilu l'fi sha'a, even if you're only leaving it for a short time with the guy, I'm like over here, you give the guy just to move it from one place to the other, gozu be rabbanan. The rabbanan are gozu that you need a double chosam. That was the chumra that Rava observed. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at the bottom of Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis next time.